This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today is the second day of the Iraqi National Conference. This meeting of more than 1,100 delegates from different Iraqi political, religious, and social circles was organized by the United Nations. It is an important step in a political process to organize national elections now scheduled for next January. But the opening day of the council was overshadowed by ongoing fighting in the southern city of Najaf between Iraqi government forces, their allies in the U.S. military, and the Shiite militia of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Baghdad.
After being delayed several weeks, the Iraqi National Conference opened yesterday amid heightened security. U.S. troops and Iraqi National Guardsmen shut down traffic around the complex where more than 1,100 Iraqi delegates gathered. Despite the security, insurgents lobbed several mortar shells at the conference compound yesterday. One shell struck a nearby bus station, killing two civilians and wounding at least 17. Inside, the colorful assembly of delegates included tribal sheikhs in Arab robes and headdress, Kurds wearing baggy pants and cummerbunds, and turbaned clerics, while some woman delegates wore Western-style slacks and blouses, and others heavy black veils. Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi addressed the seated delegates, calling the conference an example of democracy and freedom for the Middle East.
Your blessed gathering here is a challenge for the forces of evil and tyranny that has wanted to destroy this country. And this assembly represents all sides and parties of Iraq so that we can exchange noble ideas.
The conference is supposed to appoint an Iraqi parliamentary assembly of some 100 members. But soon after Alawi's speech yesterday, dozens of angry Shiite delegates staged a raucous protest, chanting and waving their fists. A Shiite delegate jumped onto the stage and threatened a boycott of the conference if Alawi's government did not put a stop to the nearly 2 weeks of fighting in Najaf.
What we need now is to stop fighting immediately. We need to resort to the language of dialogue and to make the local authorities in Najaf resign.
Fearing a walkout by nearly 100 Shiite delegates, the assembly agreed on the spot to organize a mediation committee to help resolve the Najaf crisis. UN advisor Ibrahim Nawar said the conference would have to be open to this kind of improvisation.
Remember that for 4 decades, these people had no chance like this. This is the first time ever that they have the chance to assemble, to speak their own mind, and to argue and to differ with each other.
The Iraqi interim government has vacillated between extending the olive branch to Sadr and vowing to crush his militia, which has fortified itself around the sacred shrine of the Imam Ali in central Najaf. American troops have encircled the mosque, but they've been ordered not to mount a full-scale offensive. Instead, Alawi's government says it will send its fledgling army to do the dirty work. A U.S. military advisor warns it will take weeks to mobilize this poorly trained, poorly equipped force. Meanwhile, clashes have erupted again in Najaf. The U.S. military says militiamen killed 3 American soldiers yesterday. Sadr spokesmen say part of the Imam Ali shrine was damaged by U.S. shelling. In its first major decision today, the conference ordered Sadr's gunmen to abandon the Najaf shrine. In return, the assembly says Sadr's militia should be granted immunity. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.